the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Board President comments. So I would like to let the board know that we, by next month, we are going to need to be prepared to act on a direction of our pool. And at this point, Mr. D is going to resend all of the documents that we've had so that we can be prepared to speak about a refurbish of the pool or to turn it into instructional space, okay? And we need to make a decision on that. We're past the time frame for the May vote, so it may be something that we need to do differently. But we can't get all of our designs and fixed number. We can't get all of our numbers. We've got general numbers, but we can't get everything done by then. Okay. That's all I have for board president comments. So, anybody else have any other comments?
Just on that pool issue, we ain't gonna be able to get fixed numbers if we put it out for bid anyway. I mean, we're going to be able to get, unless...
Right, I think what Roxanne was referring to is, you know, something that's going to be a little bit closer in the ballpark than what the numbers are.
Right.
We're going to be able to get it closer, but you're going to get it exactly until we put it out for bid.
Right, but we want
a year
more...
away from probably getting...
Right, a year away from getting bid. We just got to get to close so we can make a decision.
We want, yes.
Well, just let the board members know, we ain't getting a bid price. We're getting... a quote that's going to be as close as possible.
We're actually the choice out of the community whether to do the pool or do the refurb.
Correct.
Right.
Or do the refurb or change it over to classroom space. So that decision hasn't even been officially made yet.
Right.
So what I'll do this week, I will resend all the information from Tetra Tech as well as minutes from athletic committee meetings and other meetings that we've held to discuss the pool. So that everybody's got all that information one more time encapsulated in one email to help you make a decision to be prepared for the discussion next month.
Everybody good with that?
Okay.
You also, like Mr. D said, we can refer back to our minutes from the committees for that as well. Any other comments? Anybody else? Okay. Mr. D.
All right, just a few quick comments. Our high school students have gotten through the January Regents, even with our little predicament with some snow. So a big thanks goes out to all of our high school staff and administration for coordinating that and making sure it was all done in an appropriate manner. We're also coming up on our 3-8 assessments, which is always great fun for everyone. We can't wait for those to occur coming up here in the next 3 weeks. Like that, 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
We did our February sample one that we had to go through. So now we got till spring. So.
Okay, so rapidly approaching. So good times to be had by all. John, you want to talk a little bit about our snowplow parade and those things and how that played out?
I'm glad so. I worked with Mr. Pratt. What we had done is a couple things. We had a snowplow safety program that came in with Washington County and Mr. Pratt's crew, and they came in, they talked to all the kids, went out. I think we had a couple trucks out that day. They saw the safety, the size of the truck, and how long it takes to stop the truck and make sure they're not playing in the area by there. So that was well received. And then we ran a contest where each of the grade levels could name one of our trucks. We have 8 grade levels counting our pre-K. So they all had a little contest, and they put all the names out, and they voted on them. We sent the names to Mr. Pratt. He had a nice magnetic sign made up for all the trucks, put them on the trucks. And then we followed up with a little parade where we had all trucks, 8 trucks lined up. They came around. I got to announce the signs because I knew all the names. And then they did another loop and gave a nice air horn, which the kids are still talking about. And we had the whole school out there. And it worked out a nice day, and it was a lot of fun. So a good community effort. So
it was very emotional. It was very nice to see the smile on the kids' face.
Yeah. And, you know, it's and it's a nice partnership between the school and the town, mm-hmm. too. And, you know, on top of that, I think the biggest benefit from it was the safety piece, mm-hmm. Ensuring the kids understand, you know, the dangers of those snowplows when they're out and about. So, you know, we certainly thank everybody for that. Want to say a big congratulations to Bob Deichel, who had his last home wrestling match last Thursday after 40 plus years of coaching. So, big thank you goes out to Mr. Deichel. It was a nice night. He was presented with a very nice plaque by Mr. Redmond. So, you know, many years of coaching, and we thank him for all that he's done. Speaking of athletics, our super wrestler Troy placed second in the Eastern State Finals a couple weeks back. So big congratulations goes out to Troy on that. And also from an athletic standpoint, our boys and girls basketball teams are still alive in their divisions, so we hope they continue to play well. Lastly, February 13th, we will be hosting a little community Q&A here for the Powerline project. This has been scheduled a couple of times and canceled by Chippy. They reached out again today and asked February 13th will work. So that is something we are going to schedule and get the information out to our community so that folks that have questions or concerns in regard to the Powerline project can come on in and ask individual questions and listen to a presentation.
Nice.
That's everything.
Okay. And Mr. Pratt is with us for our student council presentation.
Happy January. I can't believe we are already halfway through the school year. It's kind of crazy. It's been kind of a quiet month here at the school. Unless your name is Louis Pratt and there is snow outside and you get 1,000 texts. Is there going to be a snow day tomorrow? Can you tell your dad I really want to I need an extra day for my Spanish test. I already tried it with the statistics midterm. Didn't work, guys. So let's talk about what's going on with our classes. A lot of our high school classes are in that fundraising stage. Most of them are working towards their prom, and our seniors are working towards their senior trip. Lots of planning, lots of fundraising going on. And our middle schoolers, they just did some tests. They're still getting used to the building. So back in December, we had the Holiday Spirit Week since we last talked. The first day was sponsored by SAD, and it was called Lumberjack and Jill. So the name is pretty explanatory. He dresses a lumberjack. There was a lot of buffalo plaid out there. And then we did an ugly sweater day from our honor societies. Mr. Eggleston wore his wife's sweater. It's a little annual thing he does. And a lot of our middle schoolers participated in this day. And I think it's great to see all of our high schoolers and middle schoolers participate, because we've told the older kids, when they do it, the younger ones are more inclined, and we've seen it work. Then on Wednesday was probably the most successful day because everybody just rolled out of bed and came to school. Mr. Gould was a fan favorite. He always has his pajama pants on, his dress pants. And so these are some of our students in their pajamas. And then to end the week, we had a pep rally, and we had a holiday head-to-toe day. So all of our students dressed head-to-toe in their best holiday gear, and I convinced Haley Pratt to come as the Grinch once again. So, like I said, not a lot has been going on in January except the ending of the first semester, so I wanted to kind of interview some students and see what they thought. Julia Arquette said she had a lot going on, but it's been very fun. Brianna Dennison has been transitioning into the new building, but shout out to the faculty and staff for making it easy and helpful. CJ Monty, one of our athletes, says the year's been great, and there actually has not been a day he didn't want to come to school. Jaden Hughes, one of our seniors, is getting used to all sorts of senior stuff, applying to colleges, doing all that crazy stuff. And then Sarah Card has said the year's been a little stressful, but there's been a lot of fun parts and memories. And one thing I kind of want to point out from all this is you do see a lot of kids talking about the stressors, some things that are kind of troubling to them. But as a school, we are also adding fun additions, things that make them have memories, so that this isn't just a dragging feet day. And so what is student council working on? So this week we started our carnation sales. Mrs. Melton and I sat out at the table today and convinced people to buy flowers for their boo things. And we convinced a couple, so we made some sales today. And our SAD chapter is hosting a snow glow dance for our middle schoolers and high schoolers in March. And student council is being the wonderful group they are and sponsoring that, so our SAD chapter can go to DC for a national conference. So that is what's kind of going on, and that's all I Epcot and get your smiles ready because we're taking your yearbook picture afterwards.
Okay. Board of staff. Thank you, Mr. Pratt.
All right. You have in front of you the treasurer's report and accompanying documents. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve those reports.
Do we have a motion to approve the reports?
I'll make a motion.
Mr. Pratt, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Dr. Newell. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
You also have in front of you the board minutes from the December 19th of 2022 meeting. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve those minutes.
Do we have a motion to approve board minutes?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. LaChapelle. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Appointments.
Yes, just a couple of appointments here. We have, I want to say it was like 44 students participating in 3 and 4 intramural basketball. I'd like to recommend the appointment of Jeff Howland and Keith Redmond as our intramural basketball coaches for boys and girls, and Matt Redmond as our intramural basketball volunteer assistant coach. I'd also like to recommend Katie Johnson, who is our elementary guidance person, as our elementary building DASA coordinator, the Dignity for All Students Act coordinator. So she would be the representative of the elementary school if there is an issue that someone would go and make their report to.
Do we have a motion to approve those appointments?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Pratt, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Building use requests, we have a couple. Mary Hollister has made a request for use of our high school gymnasium and cafeteria for a mother-daughter dance for the Girl Scouts on April 28th. And Lynn Enney has made a request on behalf of U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary to use the junior-senior high school LGI for member training on April 29th.
Do we have a motion to approve those requests?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Dr. Newell. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay. With great pleasure, I'd like to recommend for another year participation in the Trap Club. This has been a huge benefit to our student body. We've had league champions for the past, from each year since we've had the Trap Club running. So I'd like to recommend Trap Club continues.
So moved.
Thank you. Mr. Dudley, do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Mowat, any discussion? How many students do we have in that club now?
We've got over 20.
Nice.
24.
Yeah, great participation.
That's great.
That was really, really good to see.
Good. Any other discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'd also like to recommend the disposal of the list of library books you have listed that were damaged in the storm. Those books are covered in mold and mildew, and unfortunately we can't sell or donate them because of the damage to the books.
Do we have a motion to approve the disposal?
So moved.
Newell and Mrs. Norton, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Public comments? Okay. Anything else from the board? Okay, do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Pratt, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.